Minister Mucheka misleads the nation on pet toilets. It is clear that neither the Minister of Basic Education nor her department is willing to accept responsibility for the danger unsafe pet toilets still pose to learners at schools across the country. Once again, Minister Mucheka has tried to twist the circumstances of four-year-old Langalam Viki's tragic death. At a media briefing today, she claimed that Mwangele Junior Secondary School that Langalam attended and died had been provided with pit toilets that conform to the minimum norms and standards, so-called VIP pit latrines, and that Langalam's body was found in the tank of a senior toilet, not the age-appropriate toilet that she should have used. Had Minister Mucheka visited the school as the DA has done, she might have known that firstly, the toilets where Langalam was found is the only ones available at the school, and secondly, that if those toilets conform to the norms and standards, it is high time that the standards are amended, as no human should have to suffer the indignity of such facilities. The minister herself would certainly not deign to use those toilets, nor would she allow her children and grandchildren to use them. Yet Langalam had no choice to use these pit latrines, and her classmates, teachers, and the other learners are forced to continue using facilities where their friend horrifically died, knowing that any one of them could be next. While the DA welcomes a police investigation into the circumstances of her death, we will not allow the department to use it as a diversion from its own failings at Mwangele School. During the media briefing, the DBE Director General blamed slow rollout of appropriate and safe infrastructure on building industries' inability to move with greater speed. Despite this realization, which is by no means new, the department has a terrible record of implementing consequence management. Had the well-being of learners and educators truly been a priority, the department would have taken every opportunity to eradicate each and every pit toilet in a timely manner and remove unsafe infrastructure. DBE would have engaged the Western Cape Education Department regarding its rapid school built program, which built the equivalent of one school every 4 days. The department also went to great lengths to bemoan reporting on the numbers of pit toilets, yet takes no responsibility for the data discrepancies it provides. Because it has become increasingly clear that DBE data is unreliable at best, the DA has launched a pit toilet campaign. We will visit as many schools as possible to determine the true situation on the ground of how many pit toilets actually exist. We will also approach the courts in an attempt to ensure all schools are outfitted with safe and appropriate sanitation facilities. The DA will do all in our power to ensure that Langalam's awful death is the last of its kind.